Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Dublin Culture, and we are now on air from the ATC studios in Bray. We are Charlotte,
Eve,
and Christine.
Today's focus is on a writer straightly connected to Dublin. His name is Oscar Wilde.
Oh, yes. Indeed, when you're walking through Merrion Square Park, you will surely find Oscar Wilde's statue. With his enigmatic and magnetic half-smile, the writer lays on a big stone, as if he wants to capture the observator's attention, revealing his unconventional personality.
But wait just a moment. We should say something about his life before going on, shouldn't we?
Oh, yes. Well, just a brief glance on his life. Oscar Wilde was born on the 16th of October in 1854 in Dublin. So it goes without saying that he was an Irish artist. And after a year from his birth, his family moved to number 1 of Merrion Square, where still now you can see his house. Besides, he was educated at Portora Royal School from 1864 to 1871. Then he attended the famous Trinity College from 1871 to 1874. In the same year, he moved from Ireland to England to attend Magdalen College in Oxford until 1878. He excelled academically, receiving first marks and several prizes, such as the Newdigate Prize for his poem Ravenna.
Oh, I know, and after his graduation, he moved to Chelsea in London to establish a literary career.
But he didn't live only in England and Ireland. His vibrant personality led him to travel a lot. He worked as a reviewer in 1881 and lectured in the USA and Canada in 1882.
But I have also heard about his dynamic private life.
Yes, you are right. His personal life seems to reflect his dynamic journeys and vibrant social life. Indeed, after he was refused by Florence Balcombe, in 1884 he met Constance Lloyd in London and fell in love with her. They married and had two sons, Cyril and Vivian.
His calm familial situation was upset by the meeting with the junior Alfred Douglas in Oxford. They started a relationship, and that's the reason why Wilde's sexual orientation is considered bisexual. The relationship was discovered by Alfred Douglas' father, who took offense at their growing intimacy. In order to break up their relationship and damage Wilde's image, Alfred's father publicly humiliated Oscar until he denounced him for homosexuality.
And what happened then?
Well, then Wilde's downfall started. Wilde was imprisoned in Pentonville and then he was sent to Reading Prison near London. But nothing dissolved his love. Indeed, while he was imprisoned, he wrote a 50,000 word long letter addressed to Douglas, proving his true love towards him.
Oh, it reminds me of the two little statues placed in front of the Oscar Wilde one. They represent his two lovers, Constance and Douglas.
Yeah, you're right, but let me finish the story. Wilde was released in May 1897. After that, he took a self-exile from society. Finally, he died in Paris on November 19.
That's a really unusual and unconventional life.
Yes, and it's all reflected in his best-known novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray.
Wait a moment, just to be sure that everyone is familiar with the object of our discussion, we will provide you with a brief synthesis of the plot. Dorian Gray is the main character of the novel. He is the subject of a portrait painted by Basil Hallward, an artist who is impressed and infatuated by Dorian's beauty. Through Basil, Dorian meets Lord Henry Wotton, and he soon is fascinated by the aristocrat's hedonistic worldview. That beauty and sensual fulfillment are the only things worth pursuing in life. Understanding that his beauty will fade, Dorian expresses the desire to sell his soul, to ensure that the picture, rather than he, will age and fade. The wish is granted, and Dorian follows a libertine life of varied and amorous experiences, all the while his portrait ages and records every soul's corrupting sin.
Wilde's life is connecting to the novel, since the three main characters are actually different reflections of the writer's complex personality.
Oh yes, there is also a quotation where Wilde states that Basil Hallward is what I think I am, Lord Harry is what the world thinks of me, Dorian is what I would like to be in other ages, perhaps.
As you can see from the plot, The themes of the novel are really unusual and unconventional,
and that is the reason why it was declared immoral. Indeed, when it was first published as a serial story in the July 1890 issue of Lippincott's Monthly Magazine, the editors feared the story was indecent, and without Wilde's permission, deleted 500 words before publication. Despite the censorship, the picture of Dorian Gray offended the moral sensibilities of British book reviewers, some of whom said that Oscar merited prosecution for violating the laws guarding the public morality.
In addition, the Victorians believed that art could be used as a tool for social education, but Wilde was a major proponent of the aestheticism movement that sought to free art from this responsibility.
The peculiarity of a novel is the main reason why everyone should remember Oscar Wilde as a model of unconventionality. Well, we hope you have enjoyed today's discussion and found it useful. Thank you for your attention and see you the next time with Dublin Culture. Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Bye.